All right, bow your heads. We're going to pray. Amen. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for tonight, Lord, that you're going to speak to us. I pray that your Holy Spirit, Father, leads me as I speak, and it's not my words, but your words, Lord. I thank you, God, for every young life in this room, that as they listen, they just don't listen, but they apply it to their lives. And as they apply it, Lord, they will see results. I thank you for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look at the person next to you and say hi to them. Tell them, it's nice to see you in the house of God tonight. Now look at the other person next to you, choice number two, and tell them, hello, hello, it's very nice to see you tonight. Amen. If anybody knows, I'm going to give out these four tickets that I have. And they're for the front row to awesome, awesome, awesome event. So it's four people only. Amen. That's already been pastor approved. He was cool with it. You know, everything here at church we approve. Amen. Amen. Joel saw them and approved it. Well, he hasn't seen it yet, but he will approve of them. Because pastor approved of them. Amen. Because he's our shepherd. Pastor Drew is our shepherd, so we follow him. Amen. As he follows God. Now check this out. Anybody know what they're speaking on Sunday night? Raise your hand. The topic, I'd say, the subject, or the series, besides Angel, besides Joel. Sunday mornings, brother. The Christian life is the best life. Amen. So he gets one. He gets one. One ticket. Yes, ma'am. Serving God with a Smile was the title of the last sermon, so she gets one too. Anybody else that could share something about the sermon? Go ahead, Megan. Huh? The renewing of the mind? Yes. And one more. You guys are listening. One more. If anybody could say something. Yes, Joel. The problem with strongholds. All right, you guys come up. You guys won. Come on. Come right here. Line up right here. Give them a hand, everybody. Give them a hand. All right. Come on, Joel. Hurry up, bro. We're limited on time, brother. All right. So these four wonderful young women and young men have a free front row pass to Sozo. Hallelujah. Come on. Give them a shout. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and have a seat. Nobody's going to want to play my games anymore, huh? Hey, did I lie? Is it Pastor Drew approved?
Yes.
Amen. Hey, do you approve of them? All right, next week, brother, you're going to sit in the front row. You got to redeem them at the door, bro. Dang, that was good. I crack myself up sometimes. I don't even care if anybody else laughs. I, like, get excited. Yes, I got you. But it's, hey, no, seriously, the Christian life is the best life. So sitting in the front row as a Christian believer, paying attention and taking notes like these young people did, is the best. Amen. The best seeds. Amen. Amen. So today's message is going to be kind of related to what Pastor Drew speaking. The Christian life is the best life. Amen. Tell the person next to you, the Christian life is the best life. And if, hey, listen, you guys have to learn how to worship God during service. If you see me, like, if you see me on Sundays, and it's not like, oh, watch me, but if you see other people that come and are active, like, when Pastor Drew says something good and the Holy Spirit speaks to you, like, you hear me say, that's right. Amen. Hey, that's good, Pastor Drew. Say that. Amen. So we're at church. I grew up in a church, in a rural, like, loud Pentecostal church. And sometimes, like, some people, like, preach better than the preacher during service. Like, we had boring preachers that would say something good. Not because they're boring, but they were anointed just, like, monotone preachers. You guys know what monotone is, right? Just, like, boring. Like, hey. And they would say, like, man, God is love, and God loves everybody here. And then some lady would get up and be like, that's right, God is love today, tomorrow, and forever, brother. Preach it. And I'd get more excited for her than for the preacher, you know what I mean? So, hey, I'm okay with that, all right? I'm okay with you guys. I mean, just don't be out of control. But, hey, Let's interact today, because guess what? We serve a mighty God that is deserving of all our praises. Amen? Amen. I heard say that. Who said that? Somebody said that. All right, let's go to Psalm 23. So today's message is called The Good Shepherd. Amen? Whether you like it or not. Everybody say that. The Good Shepherd, whether you like it or not. Have you ever heard something that you didn't want to hear, but it was the truth? Who had a Valentine this weekend? Don't raise your hand. I'm just kidding. Good. But have you, like, as a young person, sometimes I didn't have a Valentine, and then you had, like, your mom or dad to tell you, like, don't worry, you don't need Valentine, you have Jesus. And I'd be like, I don't want Jesus, I want a girl. Amen. I'm just being real, peeps, right? But the truth was that Jesus was my Valentine, and he was the best Valentine. Amen? Yeah. Or you'd be like, man, I'm broke, I need a job. And somebody says, man, Jehovah Jireh, he's your provider. Amen. He put up the stars in the heavens. And you're like, I don't want no star. I want a dollar. I want to buy myself a yum-yum. Amen? Yeah. Yes or no? See, but the truth is the truth. Yes or no? Yeah. Whether you like it or not. Amen? Amen? God will tell you some things sometimes in the Word, and you don't want to hear them, but it's the truth, whether you like it or not. Simple, right? So let's go to Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. How many know this scripture already? Psalm 23. But let's break it down tonight, amen? Go to verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. See, check that out. He leads you to still waters. He don't be taking you to like some like choppy waters where you're going to fall and drown. He takes you to some nice still ones. Amen? Amen. Verse 3. He restores my soul. Everybody say, he restores my soul. When you're sad, when you're depressed, when you're going through hard times, guess what God does? He restores your soul. Amen. He leads. Everybody say, he leads. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk. Everybody say, though I walk. Through the valley of the shadow of death. See, Christians have the best life. Amen. I'm going to keep saying that tonight over and over. The Christian life is the best life. See, this is awesome. It says, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, if you're going through hard times right now, or if you've been through hard times, who's been through some hard times? Be honest. I have. See, it says we walk through the valley. We don't stay in the valley. We don't camp in the valley. We don't hang out in the valley. We walk through there. Yeah, we're going to walk through there, amen? But we're not going to stay there, amen? It says, Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are who? With me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We're going to go back to that in a minute. Your rod and your staff. Difference. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy. Everybody say, surely goodness and mercy. Shall follow me all the days of my life. Say, all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Tell the person next to you, forever. Forever. See, I imagine David, at this time he was a shepherd, he was a pastor. He had physical sheep that he took care of. And he had hard times. If you read David's life, there is times where he was being persecuted by Saul the king, and they wanted to kill him. And I could hear himself reminding himself, preaching to himself, I may walk through the valley of shadow of death, and I'm not going to fear anything because I'm covered by good, by the Lord, amen? He reminded himself constantly that he served a mighty God. Amen? Amen? See, in this equation, who's a shepherd for us? God, amen? And who are we? The sheep. Put the picture of that sheep up there, yeah, girl? Thank you. I call Ashley girl. I know her name. I just like calling her that because she's my homie. Put it up there. I ask myself sometimes, like, God, why did you use sheep? Look at that. That's you and me, right? How come he didn't use, like, what kind of animal do you guys like? a tiger, a horse. That doesn't exist, brother. Only in Napoleon. A shark, a turtle, like some other animal that was like cool looking. But look at this thing. It's ugly, huh? I mean, God made it, yes, let's be religious. God made it, it's beautiful in His eyes. But it's an ugly creature, right? I'd rather be a sheep or a lamb than like a cat. I don't like cats. The devil created cats. No, I'm just kidding. No, if you have a cat, we love you, amen? You guys like cats? Huh? You don't like cats? Cats are chill, yeah. Chanel, let me tell you, this is why, look, I always dislike cats very much. And when I first started dating Chanel, her cat, her old cat, what was your old cat's name? James Dean, right? Charlie? Okay, Charlie was an old one. So Charlie was before me, before Isaac, right? He was BC or BI. Some guys will get it. And so Charlie was around, and Charlie like died. He just went missing, or he got ran over. He got ran over. So then they bought this other cat, right? They bought this other cat. His name's James. And no. Let me tell my story, girl. Let me tell my story. So Charlie dies. And then James comes around. And James was like a new cat. He was like a little, and then he got bigger. It was James for sure. And I went over to visit her. And then James is the only man in the house because she lives with a bunch of girls, her mom and her sister. And then she had Brittany, a friend of hers. And I was choosing out a movie we're going to watch a movie. And dude, I feel the claws of this cat embedded in my back. Like he like dug into my skin. And at first I was like, what the heck? What is that? And it was the cat. And I was so mad. I wanted to like grab it and just, you know. But you know what? James is probably the only cat that I could be around. And we're cool. You know what I mean? Because after that day, like he told me, like, you better respect my, you know, respect Chanel and take care of her. And I was like, all right, man, we're cool. So truths from that. James is the only cat that I like. Did it go off or you just turned it off? Oh, it went off. Okay. I'm just asking. So yeah, that was a story. So anywho, but the Bible, we said, compares us to what? A sheep, right? And let me tell you a couple facts of sheep. First of all, sheep's or lamb, what was it, sheep's? Sheep's is a word? Sheep's aren't leaders. Sheep aren't leaders. I want to, sheep right there. Lamb, right? Lamb, sheep, lamb? We're going to say sheep all night, all right? I went to LAUSD, dude. I went to like, you know, I didn't know what a noun was until I tutored in high school. Anywho. These guys they're not good, they're not leaders, they're followers, all right? They can't clean themselves, that's sad. Somebody's got to clean them. I read this crazy fact, it says that sheep, they don't have a reverse mechanism. They only move forward. So if you go and attack them, like they're just going to like back up, or they can't back up, they're just going to stand and go like, ah, you know, try to scare you. And then check this one out. It says that sheep cannot right themselves from certain positions. So if you see a sheep on his back, please give him or her a hand. Because if you leave it there for an hour, it's going to die. That's crazy, huh? So if you ever see like a sheep like chilling, don't think it's sleeping. Like help it up because it's going to die. It only has an hour. But check it out. The one thing that these guys are good at, check this out. I wish we would have seen that whole video. The one thing that they're good at is that they desperately need a shepherd. Tell the person next to you, they desperately need a shepherd. I mean, pay attention. Tell the person next to you, pay attention. Amen. They desperately need a shepherd. Whether you like it or not, you need a shepherd. I'm going to repeat that. Whether you like it or not, you need a shepherd. See, we live in a world, we live in a society where people tell you, like, you could do whatever you want. You can make, you have freedom of choice, you have a freedom of religion, you have a freedom of everything. We live in a nation that tells you, You have choices that you can make. Whether it's abortion, whether it's you want to keep your baby, whether it's you want to be gay, whether it's you want to be straight, whether you want to be a Democrat or a Republican, whether you want to be Christian, Buddhist, practice Buddhism, Islam. But the truth is that one day, every knee is going to have to bow down to Jesus, the true shepherd. Amen? Amen? You need a shepherd. Tell the person next to you again, you need a shepherd. Whether you like it or not. Now check this out. When you rely on a shepherd, this is a point that I learned from an awesome pastor that I listened to, and he says that if God is your shepherd, you don't have to chase the right situation. You don't have to chase the right relationship. You don't have to chase the right job. You don't have to chase the right girl or guy. All you have to do is chase the shepherd. Amen? And he'll direct you. He'll take care of you. Amen? If you follow your shepherd, trust me, you're going to be so confident. You're going to trust in God. All you have to worry about is your shepherd, because he's going to take care of everything. David knew. David understood, God is good. God is my shepherd. He leads me. He guides me. He comforts me. He defends me against my enemies. Amen? And he understood that. People, the disciples understood that. When Peter was in that boat and God and Jesus said, hey, come to me, he trusted in him. And he leaped out of that boat and he started walking. As soon as he started looking at his circumstances, at his surroundings, at the water coming at him, what happened? He started to put his eyes on the waves and not on who? On the shepherd. And he started to sink and fall. But guess what? Jesus was there to lift him up, amen? As he will do with you and with me. Amen. I have a little girl. You guys all know that. Her name is Andy. She trusts. The reason why she's such a happy baby is because she has the grace of God, first of all, but because she's around people that love her. She doesn't trust. She can't. I mean, she's starting to walk now, and it's kind of sad because she doesn't trust. I mean, she doesn't trust. She's like not relying on Chanel and I anymore. She just gets up and does her own thing. Like, she's like a little woman now. Like, she'll get up. This morning, I was at school, and she called me all freaked out. She's like, dude, this little girl had a battery in her mouth. And she was like coughing up, like she was choking, and she spit it. She does. She'll grab whatever she wants. But look, when she was a baby girl, like you guys, she trusted. She's such a happy baby. She goes with anybody because she trusts people. Because she knows that if you grab her, you're not going to drop her. You better not drop her. I dropped her a couple times, but she don't remember. She was real little. But see, I'm going to show you guys, is it on or no? At all? All right, we'll give it a few seconds. I'll just keep talking. Amen. She she'll come and she'll like hang out with Chanel and I, and she'll just like jump. It's like there's a story that Pastor Drew used to speak about where Shayla was a little girl and they were working on the towel, like on the stage, and that she was like, Pastor Drew wasn't even looking, and she like ran off the stage and she jumped into his arms, and he wasn't even looking, he just caught her. But see, why did she do that? Why did Shayla jump? Because she trusted Pastor Drew, her dad. Amen. I have a really sad story, and I'm going to share it with you guys. When I was little, my dad took me to the park. And he put me on top of it was like this little ledge, like this high probably, and there's sand in the back. And then he told me, all right, son, you trust me? I said, yeah, I trust you. And then he said, all right, fall back into my arms, but don't look back. And I let myself go, and I fell right on the sand. And he said, mijo, you only trust God, you trust me, but you don't trust anybody else. That was a good lesson. It saved me a lot of heartache. Amen? Huh? And your mom, yeah. Mom, dad. Are we on yet or no? All right. Do you see? I wish I could like get every face, take the middle off, and put you right there. Like, that's you, you know? Come here, Angel. Come here. Stand right here, right in the middle, bro. Yeah, sheep with glasses, that'd be funny, huh? That's cool. No, that's good. All right, thanks, bro. I just want to see how it looked. I put that video. Check this out. So look, me and Andy.
Time when folks were bad, only Noah made God glad. God said, Noah, build a ship, pack a zoo, and take a trip. God made it rain for 40 days.
Has it stopped? See, like, I'll sit with her and read her little Bible, and she's happy because she trusts me, right? Look at these pictures right here. I'm just going to show them real quick. She's probably like 3 months right there. Pastor, look at how happy she is. This is like, we don't tell her to pose. We just like, that's her being happy because she trusts. Amen. That's how we have to be with our shepherd. Trust him. Be happy. Amen. Sometimes life and circumstances bring like crap. Seriously. That's just the enemy bringing stuff to your life. But check it out. If you have joy, there's a difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is determined by circumstances. But joy is only an inner joy that God could give you. When you trust God, your praises will look different. Your praises will look, you'll start worshiping differently because you'll just be trusting in God. Like, you know what? I don't even care what's going on in my house. I don't even care what's going on in my school or in my job, in my marriage. Like, I know God is in control. You know, Bishop Armstrong said one thing. Dr. Armstrong said one thing. He said, you don't have to worry about anything if you're in the will of God. And being in the will of God is following God, chasing God with all that you have. Amen. Did you have a question, bro?
Mm-hmm. Like all that shame of like being criticized for being a Christian just like drops.
Amen. That's good, right? And even just not shame of other people, like we all sin. We all sin, right? When you're praising God and you're just following God and he's reminding you that, hey, you're gonna fall a million times. Don't worry about it. I got you right here. Amen. 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 Let's go to John 10:14. See, the awesome thing is that this church, if you see pictures of this church when it first started, it was pretty much like in the ruins, I could say that. But 10, 12 years after, look at where we're at now. You know? Why are we here now? Because of Pastor Dream, Pastor Tamara and their vision. They chased the shepherd. That's all they worried about. They didn't worry about pleasing others. They didn't worry about pleasing other pastors or their brothers and sisters. Or man, Pastor Drew and Pastor Tamara have a powerful testimony where even their family members were like, dude, you guys are crazy. Like, we're leaving. You guys are out of control. Amen? I love this story where when they were remodeling the children's room, and they asked people to come volunteer and paint. And then they had this whole like vision of painting the room with like monkeys and giraffes and trees. And they're like, man, I thought we were just painting the room. Like, why are we spending so much time here? Because they love kids' ministries. They love youth ministries. Because the shepherd loves kids and youth. Amen? The Bible says, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. 15, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Be rest assured that if you follow and you chase Jesus, the shepherd, he'll lay down his life for you. And he already has. Amen. But he'll continue to cover you. He'll continue to protect you. Amen. Amen. Sheep don't stress out. Have you ever seen a sheep like crying because it doesn't have like food or because it can't pay the bills or because it broke up with his boyfriend or his girlfriend or, oh, like I'm worried about, I don't have any Toms, you know, I don't have any new Toms or Vans or Nikes. They're just chilling. They're eating grass. They're pooping. They're eating all day, hanging out with their shepherd. Amen? Amen? You're secured. Your self-esteem is secured. Amen? How many people, be honest, how many people have like an issue with like their self-esteem? Hey, we all do. If you've checked yourself out in the mirror and say like, oh, I don't like these wrinkles here. Or, oh, I don't like the way I sound on the phone. Have you ever heard yourself like on a recording? And you're like, oh, who's that? You know? Right? Or like you listen to yourself on the podcast. And you're like, oh, that's who's preaching that night? Oh, that's me, you know? I didn't know I had such a heavy accent, or I didn't know I sounded like that, or, you know? My brother, when he was little, he got glasses like at 4 or 5 years old. And I remember coming in, I was like, oh, look at him. I mean, I was mean to him. But he cried, like, why do I have to wear glasses? But now it's like I can't see him without glasses. That's his style. A little bit of swag, right? He gets his pants and he cuts them. And he walks around with them, and I'm like, dude, that's so girly, bro. But he's confident. Amen? Yeah. See, it takes confidence to just rock a sailor hat and like an American shirt. But he does it, amen, because he's confident. Amen? With God, we have to be confident, people. Amen. With God, we have to be confident. Amen? So don't trip about like, no girls are going to love me. No guys are going to love me. I'm ugly. God already has. You know, my grandma used to tell me this. Son, don't worry about it. Every little monster has got the little monster somewhere. You know? Because I always be like, Grandma, like, what if I don't find, like, a beautiful wife? Or, you know what I mean? I got a beautiful wife. Amen? She'd be like, don't trip me, home. Every little monster's got the little monster somewhere. And that's a beautiful thing because God created you individual. Amen? There's no one else like you out there. Amen? You got to be confident. These sheep are confident with their shepherd because they know that he's going to protect them. Amen? Amen? Tell the person next to you, pay attention. Come on. I was telling Joel about, anybody know who Booker T. Washington is? Raise your hand if you know who Booker T. Washington is. Who is he, brother?
I've heard of him.
You've heard of him. But who knows about Booker T. Washington? Who is he, bro? No, he's not a wrestler, bro. No. He's not. It's all right, bro. Hey, he's confident. He's confident. Amen. Booker T. Washington? You know who Booker T. Washington is? He said a wrestler, too. Anybody know? Hold on. Anybody else over here in the front rows? Come on. You said him in like social studies or like history class. No, not a president. I don't know about that one. He what? Look him up tonight when you get home. All right? No, seriously. If I tell you, then look him up when you get home. He was a big like civil rights activist, you know, against slavery and stuff. But this guy was cool. There's a story about him. I'm going to put a picture of him up here. That's him right there. Oh, yeah. Well, check this out. There's a story about this guy. I heard a really trippy, crazy story about this guy. This guy is a black male living in like the 1900s, right? What happened back then? Slavery. What else?
Discrimination.
What else? They were getting hung. Racism, all this stuff. So this guy, check this out. Tell the person next to you, pay attention. All right. This guy's walking down the street, and this white lady comes out of her house. And she says, hey, you. I don't know what she called him. Hey, you boy, come over here. You guys have all seen the movies, right? Get in the back and work with all these other black guys that are working back here. And I'll give you the check at the end of the day. So he works all day, right? This guy was a famous writer. He was an author. He was a well-distinguished person. He went to school. He was educated. Yet he went to the back and worked all day. And check this out. At the end of the day, she was like, what's your name so I could cut you your check? She realized it was Mr. Washington. And she felt so bad. And she said, how come you didn't tell me who you were? And you know what this guy said? He's like, I'm not going to give up an opportunity to meet someone new today. And she was so impressed with this guy that she donated $1 million to his foundation. $1 million back then was a lot of cash. But he was confident in who he was. Amen? He was confident in who he was. Trust me, we've all been, you know, people that get education. Oh yeah, I've been to school. I've got my master's. I got my doctor's. I got this. I got that. They always brag about what they do. Amen? Sometimes they lack confidence. Just be humble, peeps. If God blesses you with an awesome job, pay your tithe and be confident. And just follow the shepherd. Whatever I tell Pastor Drew, hey, we meet, you know, we meet all the time, and I tell him, hey, when you want me to quit my job, I'll quit my job. And I'll be here. I'll do worship or whatever you need me to do full time when you tell me to do it. You know what I mean? Am I scared? Oh, who's going to pay for my retirement? Who's going to pay for my insurance? I'm just following the shepherd. Amen. Amen. Amen? Amen? Remember the guy that God told him, sell everything that you have and give it to the poor and follow me? And he left sad. He wasn't confident in who he was. God was telling him, here's the key. This is how you follow your shepherd. And he didn't do it. Amen? Amen. Oh, well then, you made peanut butter. Thanks, sister. So we all know that someone was Googling on their iPhone during church. No, I'm just kidding. You know what? She was helping a brother out. Amen? Amen? Thanks, Sheila. All right. We're almost done. We're almost done, right? Hey, is it hot in here? Yeah. It's hot and steamy up in here, huh? Yeah, please, bro. Please. This is the last point right here. The good shepherd always corrects his sheep. Amen? Tell him the good shepherd corrects his sheep. Everybody say correction is a good thing. Correction is a good thing. Hey, Joel, how many times have you been corrected by your shepherd, bro? Countless. Ask me how many times I've been corrected by my shepherd, Pastor Drew. Countless. By my dad. Countless. But why do they do it? Because they love you. Amen? Let's go to Hebrews, bro. Or sis. Hebrews 12:5. Check this out. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to... Have your Bibles out. Have your Bibles out. Everybody's there? Yeah. Hebrews 12:5. Hey, maybe that's why the projector is going off. It's like a thermometer. It's like really hot. Huh? Hebrews 12:5. Everybody's there? Yes? Amen. Hebrews 12:5 says that, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. It says, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son who he receives. And we don't have it's not going to turn on anymore, or did it turn on right now? All right. Hebrews 12:5. Yes. It's pretty much like, no. It's like the it's like he beats you and he hugs you at the same time. Yeah? Right? Scourges. What's scourges, bro? Yeah, when they whip you. But that's what Jesus does. That's what I said. Who wants to be an example of scourging right now? Actually, don't tell me, because I am a mandated reporter, so I don't want to have to call social services on your parents. I just, hey, dude, my dad used to beat me, like, pretty bad. I mean, not to, like, the point of death, but, like, not like Paul, right? Like, 40 minus 1, was it?
Yes.
No. Like, I mean, I deserved it, amen, but he corrected me because he loved me. Show me that picture up there of the of Jesus. See that? He's carrying a sheep and a staff. You see the staff? See that? What, anybody seen a staff before like that? Like, besides this picture? Like, there's a nice side where he, like, tells you, like, hey, this is my staff, right? Hey, come here, you're going too far. Come here. Oh, actually, you have a bunch of stuff holding. Come here, bro. Come here. Shh, right here. Okay. Hey, come here. See that? That's the nice part, right? But the other, the rod, all right, you guys are good. The rod is like the bad, that's like the one that sheep fear the most. Why? Because he cracks sheep with it, right? See, the rod is nice because, I mean, the staff is nice, right? Come here. But the rod, that's what, see, this sheep right here, it looks all like majestic, huh? Like Jesus is carrying the sheep because he's tired. No. He's carrying that sheep because he's got a broken leg because he whooped him. Bah! That's just my theory of it. But isn't that a good picture? We always see that picture. Oh, Jesus, you're so loving because he is. But he loves you and he also corrects. Amen? That guy probably has like a bleeding leg in the back. You know? He's all tired because he can't even walk right, you know? Come here, son. Yes, I hit you. Come here. Amen? See, it says that sometimes, see, and this is another, I was reading on shepherds, and sometimes shepherds, what they used to just let them do what they wanted to do. Just kind of let them go astray a little bit, and then he would let them do their thing, and then he would, bah! Why do you think sometimes God, he'll like pull you, your ear, like with me, I'll tell you this story, like, what kind of story is this in my life? If I'm messing up, he'll like call me, like his Holy Spirit will just speak to me. He'll convict me. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? Right? That's when you want to come back. That's when you want to listen to God. Amen? Because you're in his protection. You're in his covering. Amen? You're in his covering. Everybody say his covering. When you leave that covering, God already gave you a choice. Amen? And that's a very scary part when you're walking outside of the covering. Because guess what? When say he lets him do whatever he wants and he tastes off and then the lion comes. Lions love to eat sheep, right? And the Bible says that the devil comes, what? Like a roaring lion, right? No. Devour you. You think that's God's plan for you? You think that's a shepherd's plan for you? No. We're almost done. I've told you guys this before. Every time that you see this picture, if you want to take a picture with your phone, keep it in your phone. Not right now. We could do it after. But just remember, God probably saved that sheep from falling off a cliff. It probably saved that sheep from the hand of the wolves or the lion or the bear. Amen? From getting lost. From it being alone. There's a parable in the Bible that says that God had 100 sheep and one went astray and he went. He left the 99 there and he went and looked for that one. Close your eyes. We could turn off the lights right now. Can I get just Angel up here for right now? Just play something nice and soft. Music always makes preaching better. Amen? Lights do too. Thanks, bro. Now, if you're that one that left, man, Jesus is here to take you back and bring you back home. Amen? Maybe he's just using the little round part of his staff to like bring you back nice and soft. It hasn't gotten to the point of where he's going to break your leg. But why wait when the shepherd is here tonight? Why wait to have a broken leg when he's here tonight telling you, I'm here, walk with me. See, maybe you have a broken leg right now. But trust me, you will always remember the love of the shepherd. Hey, you know what? I don't even want to walk a little bit far because I don't want to get my leg broken. I'd rather just stay right next to the shepherd. If that's you, I don't care. I'm not going to say, okay, if you're like the lonely lost sheep. No, if you need the shepherd and you want to follow the shepherd tonight, I just want you to stand up and walk to the front. And I'm up here with you guys, not just because I'm speaking, because I want to commit myself to follow and chase the shepherd too, with all my heart. One day you will be standing in my shoes and you'll have a family to lead. Guys, you will have a family to lead one day. And you're going to have to teach your sons and daughters how to chase and follow their shepherd and how to be a good example of that. Don't wait till that day. Do it now. Because as you follow the shepherd and you desperately, remember, sheep desperately need a shepherd. As you desperately follow him and you trust in him, then other people are going to naturally follow you as you follow him. Make that commitment tonight. If that's you, stand up. If God is tugging at your heart tonight, saying, you know what, son, I want to be your shepherd. I love you. Stand up and come up to the front. Don't be scared. Remember, God is love. He already paid the price. You don't have to pay the price for mistakes that your parents have made. You don't have to pay the price for things that you have made and the mistakes that you have made. He already paid that price. He's telling you tonight, you don't have to carry any of that stuff anymore. Give it to me. I am the good shepherd. I've already given my life and I've already laid my life down for you because I love you. Wherever you are, I just want you to get on your knees. Everybody, everybody. If it's possible, if you're physically capable of doing that, we're in a room with a bunch of young people. And Joelle's going to come and help me. Shayla's going to come and help me. Chanel's going to come and help me. And we're going to pray with you. We're just going to pray with you. We're going to lay our hands on you and we're going to pray with you. We have time right now. And just close your eyes and just enjoy his presence. Shayla, Chanel, you guys can pray for the girls and Joel and I will lay hands on the boys. If you have any prayer requests, if you have anything in your heart, share it with your leader and they'll pray for you. They'll pray for you. If you have something specific in your heart, just raise your hand and we'll come to you and we'll pray with you. We'll pray for everybody, but if you have something that's in your heart that you've been carrying, raise your hand. And Joel and I will come now and talk to you, and we'll pray with you. Father, I thank you, God, tonight for every young person in this place. I thank you, God, for your word, Father, for your Holy Spirit that's here. Holy Spirit, you are the comforter. Holy Spirit, you're the helper. Holy Spirit, come and minister to people's hearts right now. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. And just start thanking him. If you don't know what to say, just say thank you. Thank you, shepherd. Thank you. Thank you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God. Father, I thank you for this.